if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio. I'm Chris Peppa Hicks Stanley. Who's with me?
Chris from Brooklyn.
And Bronx Johnny, where's he?
Yankee game.
Wait. He's at a Yankee game?
Yeah. I think they're in playoff contention. Somebody told me on the elevator up
there. They're in wild card contention. I mean, they're not going to beat the Blue Jays, that's for sure. I'm a Yankees fan.
Which is weird because you're from Queens, like 10 miles from, not even like 5 miles from Shea.
Shea no longer exists, Chris.
Where Shea again, was. The,
you don't know anything about
the footprints. Sports. The footprints.
So Johnny chose the Yankee game over the podcast. Well, I guess he can go do a fucking Yankee podcast from now on.
Are you kicking him off the podcast? I mean, this is your podcast.
Bronx Johnny's Yankeeography. Maybe he can get it on the Yes Network. I don't know. But he chose a goddamn Yankees game over this.
I mean, he said, I'm going to the Yankee game.
So he just said, fuck you, Chris. Fuck you, Chris.
No, he said, my uncle got tickets to the Yankee game.
Oh, his uncle.
I'm going to do that.
His fucking super cool uncle, huh?
Yeah, he's like Uncle Jesse, but he's Spanish, so I'd imagine his name is Jesse. Uncle Jesse.
Racist. That's a racist thing you just said. And this isn't a racist podcast. This is High Society Radio at HS Radio Show.
This isn't a racist podcast?
No, it's not.
Oh.
We love everyone. At HS Radio Show, Instagram's High Society Radio. I'm gonna post a...
I think racist podcasts do pretty well, though. It's a niche. We need a niche.
I'm going to post a meme later today.
Okay.
So it's going to be great. Because remember, last week we decided that I'm fat and black and
fat,
Irish.
Black, and Irish.
Fat, black, and Irish. There you go. So we're going to start posting memes. And hopefully people will share them. And then, I don't know, other people will pay us money to sponsor shit. That's what happened with the other fat guy, right?
You said you were going to do that like 2 weeks ago, and there hasn't been any memes on our Instagram account.
Oh, no. I'll goddamn post it right now. Fuck you. You know what? I feel like you're treating me like Bronx Johnny treated this show right now.
Well, I mean, you're posting memes instead of doing the show, so
well, you're
who's treating the show
worse? Challenging me that I won't do it.
I mean, I'm just saying you haven't done it in the past. I'm just...
Well, you have access to the goddamn account too, don't you?
Yeah, but this is your get-rich-quick scheme. This is your Ralph Cramden, Fred Flintstone-esque. And it's not just because you're fat. I'm just comparing two guys.
Yeah. No, I think... I don't think it's very get-rich-fast. I don't think it's very quick, actually, the amount of money you can make. I think you have to spend a lot of time like building like your fan base or whatever.
I mean, you could just have like big tits,
big beautiful tits. That's
the thing is like you just need beautiful tits.
Yeah. Okay. most of Instagram accounts are just fucking hot. Like the biggest Instagram accounts are like hot chicks. It's just
yeah. I mean they're hot. I mean that's what people want to look at pictures of, like, is hot chicks.
Who do you follow? That's
I follow all of Dan Bilzerian's whores.
So you're the one, you set up the Instagram account. Then I went through it one day. I'm like, who are all these sluts that fucking that Chris is following?
Yeah, I thought that was what it was for, because I got a buddy who just comes over to my house. He's just like, look at all these whores on the internet. And I'm like, oh, that's what Instagram. I didn't really understand what it's for, because I don't really want to see pictures of food or like my friends.
Yeah, it's specifically just asses. Just
yeah, that's
ass is in every goddamn fucking shot.
And then like hashtag blessed because of dad ass.
Oh, dad ass. Yeah, hashtag dad ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's a hashtag.
That is a hashtag.
Good. I'm happy for that. Hopefully, why isn't that trending constantly? If that's really what's
it
on everyone's
mind.
It seems
like it should be.
I know. That or hashtag key bumps. That should always also be trending.
It's always on everybody's mind.
It's like, where's the next key bump, bruh? The Pope is in the town this week. You loving
He's still
that?
Here. That's why I was late today.
Okay. You know, they shut down all UPS deliveries.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know, I guess they're afraid of someone sending something in the mail. What I don't know. Why would anyone want to hurt the Pope? I could not.
But I mean, if he dies, doesn't he just go to heaven? Isn't that the best place you could go?
Yeah, but if he gets assassinated on American soil, that's really bad for us. I guess we'll have to go to war with Italy.
Oh no, I'm so scared. That really worked out for Italy the last time. And they had Germany and Japan backing them up. They were like, we're good, guys.
We're going to fucking turn Rome into goddamn Hiroshima, too, you assholes.
I mean, it kind of looks like that already. It's pretty dilapidated.
Is it?
I mean, they haven't been taking care of that Colosseum, I mean.
Wait, you being serious? Is it really fucked up, or are you just...
No, they're just ruins. I mean, it looks...
Oh, gotcha. Never mind. See, I'm the slow one. I'm the slow one.
Fat, black, and Irish out.
You know, I told this on the Bennington show that... I at the end of Gladiator in theaters, I shed a tear as the black guy was burying the two.
It's pretty strange.
I don't know. It's that Hans Zimmer music at the end. It really got to me. Plus, you know, that black guy like really was, you know, he was his bro. He was Russell Crowe's bro.
That's true.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Don't judge me. Yeah, this music. This is the fucking...
You should have added some fapping to this before you played it.
Oh, do people like the fapping song?
I don't know. Nobody responded to me about it.
It really is the fap... Speaking of which, so the fapping song, which is that... see, this it's nice music. This Hans Zimmer. He's got a couple good tunes for a guy who specializes in music without lyrics. I guess you'd call that a score.
Yeah. Most people
although
call
there are words to this, never mind. Right, I gotta turn it off. I'm getting a little choked up.
You got a little fappy.
I'm getting a little fappy. The fapping song, that Billie Holiday song, Billie Holiday. I got that totally wrong.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
You're completely. Those are probably the most opposite two people can be, physically and vocally.
Buddy Holly. Yeah. See, I get those two mixed up, B and H. So I have to. Definitely be a little bit dyslexic, right? Or is this something screwed up with?
I mean, you're
brain?
Just dumb.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
No. Stupidity.
You drink too much. That's what it is.
Oh.
I got it. Got it.
So last week we were playing the fapping song. This is the fapping song. Oh God, fucking Gladiator things.
Oh, no, sick fade, bro.
Going faster than a roller coaster.
See, if you hear, listen to the background, sounds like a man masturbating. So this is hopefully
faster than a roller coaster.
Faster than a roller coaster. Hey. I realized I came to that realization by reading 4chan. It got sold to some Asian dude.
Oh yeah, to the guy who invented 2chan.
Yeah, so apparently in Japan there's a bunch of image boards, which are message boards that people just post anonymously pictures to.
I mean, Japan invented not really wanting to communicate with your fellow man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's what 4chan specializes in.
And there was some website called 2chan or 2channel, and from that website, the original creator of 4chan, he made 4chan based on that. And eventually, the guy sold he stepped down. This dude Moot, and then the guy, the Japanese businessman who apparently is like a Japanese Zuckerberg or something. He's bought 4chan, and now he's just posting on there constantly, and they're just hammering this poor bastard. I believe they just refer to him as Hiroshima Nagasaki.
Well, I mean, it's his fault. He should be able to take it, right?
Yeah, I can't believe if someone was crazy enough to buy it. Like, I can't imagine how much money they must have dropped on this website.
Probably not that much. And it doesn't make any money, and it doesn't have any potential to make money because nobody wants to advertise on fucking 4chan.
No, I think people would advertise, like porn or whatever. Like, people would advertise on 4chan, but they've never taken advertisers.
Mm.
That's his.
You think he'll buy 8chan also?
I don't know. I hear 8chan's the hot shit.
I mean,
I'm old school. I ain't gonna fuck it. I ain't deviating from 4chan, but I hear 8chan's where all the kids are at.
I mean, I heard that's where the kiddie porn is at.
I don't know anything about that, Chris. You're the one who brought that up, not me. Other Chris.
I mean, what are you? Are you just trying to protect your career here? Like,
oh yeah, I'm trying to protect my podcast career.
Yeah,
big things are expected. This that dude bought 4chan, Hiroshima Nagasaki. Good for him. He crashed his servers the second day owning it.
Nice.
Website stopped working as soon as he buys it. It's great. And then actually, when he went to 4chan, this song started playing. Years will surely come my way. See, he's masturbating in the background. It's the Fat Pink song. You like that? Wait, what inning is it in the fucking Yankee game right now?
I don't know. It's pretty early. I don't think it's even started yet.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, you know, that's a good point. By the time we're recording this, Johnny could have.
He would have made
got to the game about fourth inning, maybe.
Probably fifth, latest.
It's goddamn express to the Bronx.
That's true. Yeah, it's only like 15 minutes to fucking Yankee Stadium from where we're sitting.
This is ridiculous. So angry. And when's this game start? And let's see if they're playing. I don't even know what they're playing tonight. I'm so pissed off. I hope the fucking Pope goes there and beats the shit out of Johnny. I don't even know.
You think the Pope
could
take Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, plus the Pope.
He's got magic powers.
And he has goons.
I mean, you are pretty Catholic. You always give up something for Lent.
He's playing the goddamn Whites. They're playing the White Sox. White Sox at Yankees. Mm. Who cares?
Yeah. If they're playing the Pink Sox, I would watch.
What's that even mean, Chris?
It means I like to watch pornography videos where they take a baseball bat and shove it in a woman's asshole. And I'd rather watch that than a baseball game. Because baseball games are kind of boring.
I enjoy a baseball game, and Pink Sox disgusting. And maybe you're off the podcast, too.
Oh, you're just going to sit here and ramble to yourself?
Oh, God, how pathetic.
If I didn't remind you six times a week, you wouldn't even post the show, so you would just be talking into a fucking microphone. It would be the manifesto they find of you after they find you in your fucking rent-controlled tomb.
I wouldn't even remember to record it. It would just be talking in a room by myself with an unplugged mic. I'm so burnt the fuck out. Good God. So yeah, I mean, a lot of crazy shit's been going on. I mean, someone bought 4chan, the Pope's running around New York City and then Philly and before that DC. You're not a big Catholic, right?
No.
But you grew up Catholic.
Not really. Like, my mom wasn't Catholic. My grandmother, who raised me from when I was like 9, like, she kind of kidnapped me and my brother.
Sure.
She was very Catholic, but okay. I used to leave the house and be like, oh, I'm gonna go to this early church thing. And then I would just go to the comic store.
Smoke that dust?
I would smoke PCP. I would dip it in holy water also. So I felt like that was bringing me closer to God because you actually see God.
You've been talking real weird lately. Like, I feel like you're almost enlightened. I don't know. You've been talking very strangely. I've noticed.
I've been eating mushrooms every morning, which was what I teased last week.
What?
I've been eating mushrooms every morning. I've been microdosing.
You're eating mushrooms every day.
Every day. A little bit.
Like, how much is a little bit?
Like, an eighth of an eighth. So, like, a little bit.
And
I'll tell you one thing. Don't mix it with Adderall. Okay. Not a good idea to mix your microdose with Adderall. For anybody listening.
Because
at least one person called me on it when I teased it last week on Reddit. And you didn't know about this.
Why are you eating mushrooms every day?
Because I don't want to take Paxil, and I've been depressed. Because I closed my business, and I've been depressed. So, I was like, you know what? I like mushrooms. You know what I don't like? Therapy. So I ate some mushrooms, and I feel great.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I feel fucking amazing. And you know what?
What happens when you run out of mushrooms?
I didn't take them today for the first time,
and
I don't think I need them anymore. I think I just needed to take a little bit of mushrooms every day for a couple of weeks, and now I feel fucking great. I feel fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. I made some stew today.
That's just because you shit. This is liquidy. You don't call
no,
it.
No, I made a nice lentil and lamb stew.
Oh, okay.
That's so I can shit literal. Some more tomorrow.
Oh, God. What gave you the idea to eat mushrooms every day?
I've been reading about it on the internet.
Okay.
And then I was just like, I had some mushrooms in my house that I got for somebody that they didn't get. They didn't pick up from me. Like, yeah, someone's like, hey, can you do me a favor? Give me some mushrooms. And I know a lot of people who are degenerates and sell drugs. So I was like, sure, I'll get you some mushrooms. And then this asshole flaked, as people do. I'm like, they're just sitting there. You might as well try. And you know something? I haven't tripped on mushrooms in like 10 years. I think I could trip on mushrooms now.
See, I don't know. Like, towards the end of my heavy tripping days, I would eat mushrooms and, you know, once a month maybe, you know, whatever. And the come downs just start getting so depressing and
weird. Yeah, I always love the come down off mushrooms.
No. I mean, I'm just reevaluating my life all fucking whacked out.
I mean, you probably should have listened to yourself. Like, if you were reevaluating things.
Really?
Yeah, I think maybe you'd be in a better place.
You think I shouldn't have?
Were you like, wow, maybe I should not, like, gamble all the time and maybe I should eat a little healthier? Because it seems like that would be a good idea.
I don't know. I see, those are the thoughts I just pushed down inside of me. To help, you know, to really, it's kind of like.
So when mushrooms bring those thoughts up, what do you use to cram them back down? Just booze?
Or I would think to myself, see, after like the first couple of times it happened, I was like, holy shit, this like just serious major depression would fucking come down on my head. And then, you know, I would wake up the next day and be like, woof, well, that guy last night was pretty weird, huh? Everything's better now. So then I learned that like, all right, this isn't going to last forever. I'm just going to try to not think about, you know. Reality.
See, even with the microdosing, I'm kind of just like, all right, everything's okay. Uh-huh. You just have to shift things. You know, you just got to change.
You got to pivot, right?
Yeah, I started teaching myself Adobe Illustrator through lynda.com/highsocietyradio.
Oh, where do you go for that again?
lynda.com/highsocietyradio. And this isn't like an embedded, this is actually just natural. I actually did do that because I've been meaning
like
to do
mushrooms.
It for a while. Natural like mushrooms. I've been eating mushrooms every day. I was like, you know what? I should better myself. lynda.com/highsocietyradio. So we'll be getting $80 for me teaching myself Adobe Illustrator.
What should I teach myself? Like discipline or willpower or self-control?
Exactly.
Are there any classes for that on lynda.com?
No. I think that's something you have to, it's why it's called self-discipline.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what you could do? You could rent a Japanese father.
I see. I think I wouldn't take shit from a Japanese guy.
Until he started choking you with a belt.
And then I'd start masturbating.
Yeah. And then he would beat your dick, your exposed dick. He would lash your exposed dick, teaching you discipline.
No, and I'd say, thank you. Finally. Finally, I can come like I've always wanted to. This is the pleasure no woman could have ever given me.
Are you coming
sir.
Down from mushrooms right now? Because it seems like a lot's coming out.
Oh, no. No, I'm totally sober. That's the problem.
I kind of am. I'm going to get drunk after this.
Oh, boy. You ate mushrooms earlier today?
I didn't today.
All right, good.
But I have been. See,
just
you,
doing
you
big
find,
fat rails
you find
of
it a, like I want to say something, because I mentioned it to Johnny the other day, and he was
Bronx
like.
Bronx Johnny. Formerly of High Society Radio.
Formerly, our former co-host.
Okay.
Bronx Johnny. We need to get a new minority, though, so we can keep saying fucked up shit.
Okay, good.
All right. But
I'm on the hunt right now.
All right, good. But
I got this app called Minority Hunt. And it's great. It just finds all the minorities in a 2-mile
sure
radius.
Sure, that's not called
me.
Stormfront.
Oh God.
Sure, that's not called. Is that Trump's campaign app?
Did you? Oh, speaking of. Sorry. Go ahead.
So Johnny was like, you're fucking your shit up. Blah blah blah. I was like, if I had just told. This is the same person who texted me one day and was like, he texted me yesterday and was like, I just ate 2 sticks. I'm fading into my bed. This is a guy who's never eaten Xanax before. Ate 2 Xanax sticks.
It's retarded.
Yeah. But so I was like, if I had just eaten an eighth, you would have just been like, oh, that's cool. You tripped on mushrooms, whatever. But because I'm eating a little bit every day, then it's weird.
Well, I've always heard that, you know, eating, you get like a crazy tolerance to mushrooms as you eat them. Like if I ate an eighth today, tomorrow, if I ate an eighth, I wouldn't trip nearly as hard.
I mean, I think that's with anything, probably acid too. If you eat the same acid.
I've always heard that mushrooms are particularly like you get a crazy tolerance pretty quickly. So you're you're eating more.
You've heard
more
that,
mushrooms.
But it's like really based on nothing. If you ate a different strain of mushrooms, I'm
I don't
sure
know.
Get just
some
as high.
Guy in a fish lot told me, and he also sold me some mushrooms. So I think that dude was pretty correct.
He was like, "If I see you tomorrow, which I won't, because we're randomly meeting in a parking lot, don't buy shrooms off me." He basically just said, don't buy shrooms off another guy tomorrow. He just, that guy was a dick. Like, he had no respect for the craft.
Or the game.
Yeah, exactly.
The game, much like that ass. That's another hashtag, the game. Oh, I got a great Trump / PayPay meme. So everyone should check out Instagram.com/ High Society Radio.
Good
plug. Leave some comments, leave seamless. Some hashtags, bruh.
Seamless plug.
Yeah, there you go. So, did you watch South Park this week?
I didn't watch the newest one. No. Oh, I'm a week behind on that.
You missed it.
I'm a week behind on that, yeah.
You missed the funny episode.
Damn.
So they're doing continuity again, you know, referencing back.
So they brought back PC Principal.
Oh yeah, PC Principal's there.
All right,
and
bro.
I'm not gonna give anything away to you because I want you to watch it.
All right.
But they take on Trump and the wall in Canada. It's nice. Pretty fucking brilliant.
Oh, they do it in Canada instead of Mexico.
Instead of Mexico, yeah. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, it seems like that'd be funny.
The show is so goddamn good.
Yeah, last week I was pleasantly surprised by last week.
This week was much funnier.
Nice.
I'm fucking guaranteeing that.
Nice.
I'm guaranteeing it. You still watching wrestling?
Yeah, here and there. Every week.
That's weird.
It's not weird. I watch it when I'm lifting weights. It's the best thing to watch when you're lifting weights.
What, when you're getting swole?
I'm getting swole. Just watching dudes yell at each other and smack each other's bare chests.
Now, what would you consider the biggest gains goblin in your life right now?
Nothing, man. I'm just getting swole every day. There's no gains goblins right
here. The mushrooms aren't a gains goblin for
no,
you?
No. They're motivating. I'm fucking killing it with the mushrooms.
So you're tripping and working out is
exactly.
What you're saying. Are you really? Are you feeling tripping and like you feel like you're tripping and you're working out or at least last month?
Yeah, just for a couple weeks. I mean, I'm not tripping. You don't feel like you're tripping. Like, maybe for the first, like, 20 minutes after you take a small dose, you feel a little weird. But then after that, you just feel good about your life. So you want to get in shape.
I don't know, man. Whenever I eat a small amount of mushrooms, like, maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, it just made my mouth feel weird.
That was a freeze?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was fucking doing coke, not eating mushrooms. Oh, you know me so well. You get me, dude.
I know. That's what I tried to do. Yo, I was watching. Did you see? I think I sent you this. Johnny sent me our former intern Bronxani sent me an article about some dude trying to recreate the DMT experience using virtual reality.
By smoking DMT?
No,
oh, no.
With using fucking Oculus Rifts.
Cool.
I think I sent you the link. You should watch the video because it's really fucking stupid. This guy goes into this whole thing about how reality was warped by him, and he's like this artist, and he wants to recreate it, and just he's basically bringing this Oculus. I mean, anybody's gonna throw on an Oculus at a festival, so they're like, these people are actually on real drugs, but that's not the right thing. The one under it. So yeah, he spent a lot of money and time trying to recreate the DMT experience, and there's a video for it, and it just looks like, what does that look like to you?
Looks like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, it just looks like Winamp on Oculus Rift.
So this guy spent money and time doing, I mean, you've smoked DMT, I never have.
Yeah. This is not what DMT feels like, I'll tell you that right now.
It's a fucking kaleidoscope. This looks like the video to N-Words in Paris.
Is that what it looks like?
Oh, there's Kanye West.
It looks like that movie Contact. Remember how that movie was a huge letdown?
That movie
so
was
this Oculus
no,
app.
No, that movie was the shit. Remember? She saw her dad. He was the alien.
Yeah. That was a huge letdown.
To you. To you, man.
But, I mean, at least, I actually was curious, like, how many of these, you know, you see all these useless Oculus apps that are coming out at this point, like the VR apps?
I haven't been following too closely, to be totally honest. Like I mean I know they had them for when Game of Thrones they had like a traveling Game of Thrones exhibit and you could like, go up the wall. I knew that, and there's like been roller coaster programs that people have freaked out on. But what apps are there for it?
I just saw one. That's what I'm saying. It's like the uselessness starts. There's one where you can walk up to an arcade game and play Pac-Man.
Oh, dope.
Why do you need that? Like, why did somebody spend time programming that?
Because it's virtual reality. It's like, instead of like fucking, what am I going to do? Download it on my phone when I could just fucking strap the VR headset on?
But you got to download it on the stupid headset.
I'm not going to look like a baller on my phone. I'm looking pretty dope with the fucking VR headset on, dude.
Yeah, but you're just playing Pac-Man.
No, but I'm playing Pac-Man through virtual reality. That's what you don't understand. You're fucking stuck in this bullshit reality concept. I'm talking about Oculus Rift and the virtual reality, not the fucking true reality, because maybe that is...
You know, it's not like that show VR5 from the 90s. It's not like that.
Actually, I brought that show up like fucking 2 weeks ago on the Bennington show. I was like, I remember that show. It was great. Fox had some great 90s bad science fiction shows. That was one of them.
And Mantis?
Mantis. Earth Above and Beyond.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was on for like four. Let me see how many goddamn episodes Earth Above and Beyond had. That was like some weird shit. I think it was humans going to another planet, because I don't know.
Was Firefly on Fox?
Fuck,
people
Firefly.
Love that.
Yeah,
I know you hate that show. You hate Joss Whedon just in general.
Joss Whedon's a punk bitch.
He did quit Twitter because feminists yelled at him.
Feminazis or feminists?
I mean, they're the same.
Are they?
Kinda.
What, a feminazi is an extreme feminist?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I
unlike Johnny, I'm not some red pill motherfucker, okay?
Johnny is some weird red pill motherfucker, but I fucking came across a very weird term on the internet the other day. Political lesbianism?
Cuck.
Yeah, no, we know that term. You know what political lesbianism is?
All right, let me take a guess.
Okay.
No, let me take a guess, bruh. I would say political, what is it again? Political lesbianism?
Yeah. It's not munching Hillary Clinton.
It has to just be lesbians in politics, right?
Let's no.
Lesbian congresswoman.
It's choosing to be a lesbian if you're a woman because you can't be a true feminist if you take that dick. I mean, I'm paraphrasing the definition.
You're paraphrasing.
I'm paraphrasing.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's, you're such a feminist that you're like, I can't be getting banged by a dude because that's anti-woman.
Yeah,
having sex with a man.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm forcing myself to go down on women, even if I necessarily don't want to. This is as a woman.
I mean, I feel like all women kind of want to eat a pussy at least once,
or have women go down on them.
Yeah, at the very least.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to have women go down on me. So I mean, like,
why wouldn't? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why wouldn't a woman want that too?
Soft mouths and
great.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's good. It's good thinking. It's
yeah,
good
yeah, yeah.
Rationalization. That's why I try. That's why I'm always telling myself to keep myself straight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what? So that's political lesbian. Where'd you even come across that?
I mean, probably Reddit somewhere.
Like Reddit somewhere?
Like
or
Reddit
on
the
Reddit?
Website.
Okay.
On Reddit somewhere.
See? There you go. It gets a little confusing sometimes. Like, I read that. What? Yeah. Huh? What a fucking... I'm a political lesbian now. Oh, man. So what do you want to do? Do you like try to like protest them?
Well, I'm
like
trying to get this VR program for political lesbianism.
Okay, wouldn't that just be like a dildo or something? Do they even want to be penetrated at all? Have you looked into this? Do you know anything about them?
Who wouldn't?
No, but I'm being serious, Chris. You bring up a fucking topic. I try to learn
I didn't delve that deep into it. It just seemed like a way for a way for butch rad femme lesbians to just like score easy college puss, which I really can't blame them.
College is, this whole PC college thing's pretty out of hand, huh?
I think South Park's right. You got about 6 years left. We got about 5.5 years left now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. I mean, I'm trying to think of my college. I guess it was pretty PC, huh?
But it's not as bad. I mean, they did change Columbus Day to Coming Out Day on your campus.
Did they?
Yeah, I was up there for that once, and I was
bet
like,
you were.
But the Italians, though!
Bet you were coming out on Coming Out Day. I know that's what you're all about.
I believe I was there selling Viagra.
To yourself in rooms full of dudes.
Mm.
No, wait. What am I saying? You wouldn't need Viagra from a room full of dudes.
No, I would, because I was gay for pay back then. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. That was a great time in our lives. Especially yours.
I mean, you were making that commission.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It was fucking hot. Did you see that? I love this shit. Not hippies. What the fuck am I talking about? Conspiracy theorists think that the drought in California is being perpetrated by the government.
It's kind of like Mos Def thinking Katrina was caused by the government.
Oh, that definitely was. But we're not talking about Katrina right now.
Okay.
We're talking about the drought in California. They say this one dude.
Is it Mos Def?
It's not Mos Def. I don't think it's Alex Jones even. He's saying that government spy planes or, you know, secret planes, whatever, are dumping chemicals and, like, shaved metal in the air of California in a last-ditch effort to stop global warming. This is like an experiment. But instead of stopping global warming, it's just destroying all the rain clouds so that they can't.
Wait, what was it that they're spraying?
Like metal shavings and shit. Like
silver dioxide?
I'm not sure.
You know, I mean, there is scientific basis behind that because when large volcanoes go off, that's like, I think, is it silver dioxide?
It's probably sulfur.
It's one of these things that goes into the air. Maybe sulfur dioxide goes into the air and it does reflect off a certain amount of sunlight.
So what you're saying is this conspiracy group
It could be right.
You're such a fucking weird dude.
But it could be right because that is true. That is a thing.
As
but
you get older,
are temperatures getting lower again? If they're not, then this guy has no basis.
No, the temperatures are getting higher.
So then he's wrong, clearly. If they were offsetting global warming, wouldn't they... The temperature would be getting lower.
I don't know. Oh, well,
what a fucking idiot this guy is.
He's a moron. That government
conspiracy. Even his crazy fucking, even if you follow his crazy fucking logic, it doesn't work out.
I know. I'm gonna stop following his crazy fucking newsletter because this guy seems like he's full of shit.
I first heard about that in Super Freakonomics. It's better than regular Freakonomics.
Oh, I thought it was Freakonomics by Rick James.
No.
Get it? That's some fucking great goddamn wordplay, isn't it? That's not even a wordplay. I guess that was technically a joke.
You heard about the Rick James bank robbers?
No.
Two dudes are robbing banks with Rick James wigs on?
Why didn't we think of this? And we could have put blackface on like we always wanted.
I think that makes it a hate crime, which makes a higher penalty. Instead of getting a lower penalty if you're a black guy, because the judge will be like, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Does it just make us racist?
I think that would make it a hate crime. Wouldn't it make, like, if you're being racist during a crime, doesn't that make it a hate crime?
I'm not sure. Is it being racist? I mean, look, I understand.
I mean, I'm no legal scholar.
I understand blackface is wrong. And it's bad. No one should be in blackface. But if we're just for the sake of it, if we just rubbed our faces and made them look black and then robbed the bank in Rick James wigs, would we get a hate? I don't think we'd get a hate crime.
I mean, that chick from Dancing with the Stars who dressed like Crazy Eyes got in trouble for blackface. Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black.
Someone dressed in blackface on Dance with the Stars?
I think it was like Julianne Hough, the chick from the Juicy Fruit commercial. Isn't she from Dancing with the Stars?
Juicy Fruit's still around?
Yeah, but it comes in different packages now, and it's not a quarter.
Oh, fuck that. How about Double Mint? Is that still around?
Yeah, all that shit's around. You can cop that.
Big Red, bro?
I believe so.
Damn, you know all about gum.
I can't even chew gum because of all my dental work.
Oh, my God. It's really bad. Are you getting that taken care of?
Yeah. It's costing an arm and a leg.
Old fake tooth Chris over there.
I am getting some implants, but
oh boy.
I'm gonna have straight bottom teeth for the first time in my life though.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's my one flaw.
Everything else is figured out. Everything else is perfect. Finally, you will become the ideal man. It's unbelievable.
I'm gonna have to dump my chick. It's gonna be a sad day for her.
She's done. She's gone. You're gonna have to. I mean, it's for her own good, really.
Yeah, I mean,
because women will just.
I'm
be
just gonna hurt her. At that point.
Exactly. Good God, that's smart. You're actually being a good person there. Maybe you shouldn't get these dental implants, dude.
I mean, my teeth are just gonna fall out if I don't.
Then you'll be even better. As chicks love dudes with no teeth.
Oh, that's how all those hillbillies get laid. But anyway,
are you weirded out whenever you see people like a bunch of missing teeth?
Most of my family is missing teeth.
I guess a lot of people in my family have missing. Well, okay, let's put that.
Your dad was definitely missing teeth.
Oh, he was missing most of his teeth. Let's say people our age. Do you know people our age? Let's say in their 30s, missing teeth.
Yeah, but not front teeth. Not like shit that you could see. I know a couple people who are missing a molar or two.
Sure. You think that's the most like trashy thing that could happen, like just not worrying about your dental work?
No, because it really just creeps up on you. Like a lot of people, because I'm going through this right now, like I never had a professional cleaning since I was like 10.
Dude, you come to me, I can clean your teeth. Look, you bring it into my
apartment. No, because every time, it's not supposed to taste salty.
I bring it into my apartment.
I know it smells like bleach, but that wasn't bleach.
You just rinse with some Clorox, bro. That'll clean your teeth. This shit gets your shit white.
Clorox isn't that consistency, Stanley.
Blue.
Why do you keep telling me it's Greek yogurt?
Because it's so hot right now. Good old Faye.
Yeah.
Are you a Faye guy or a Chobani dude?
I think the Chobani. Which was the brand that guy used to put his semen in Long Island? You remember that story?
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, I'll check out. I will Google Jizz Greek yogurt and see what comes up. Oh, picture of Chris. Great. Mm. I spelled jizz J-I-S-S. I'm tarded. All right, here we go.
You spelled jizz wrong of all words.
This one of the words I say the most in life. Okay. It's not coming up.
You spelled jizz with a lisp.
Jizz. All right, hold on. I'm not finding the story. I'm going to just guess it's Faye or Phage.
Whatever.
Whatever, bro.
Whatever. We were talking about Toothless Rednecks. You know about Matthew McConaughey's brother?
Yeah, whatever. Rooster McConaughey named his kid Miller Lite. I get it.
But you know he's like rich. He's got a TV show that's Duck Dynasty Shark Tank.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. I'd rather talk about Greek yogurt. Fuck that guy.
What do you mean? Why fuck that guy? The family just falls ass backwards into money. It's fucking bizarre.
My family should be full. Well, no,
but they're all dead.
Yeah, my family. When I say my family, it's just me. When I say my family.
You got to leave the house to fall into money.
That's a good point. You know that, going back to Greek yogurt, because I read this. You know it's like destroying water, like the process of making Greek yogurt, it's like destroying some like a lake upstate because all the runoff is just like highly toxic and they just dump it into the river. It's because people love,
really?
Yeah, because people love Greek yogurt so much now.
Oh, because the fermenting process, I guess there's a waste?
I guess so, yeah, it's like, yeah.
Is it just turning it into booze though?
I don't know, it's just like toxic. It's just toxic and bad for people. So they can't sell it because it's basically poison or nasty.
I'm sure they could repurpose it. You know about fat water? They just
What's fat water,
bro? They just put fat in water. The same guy, I think it's the guy who either makes those like meal squares or Soylent.
Well, that's what I say when I take a shower.
Oh, no. The Bulletproof Coffee guy sells fat water. Okay, that's good.
What was the last part? What's Bulletproof water? What's
no,
this?
Bulletproof. The guy, Bulletproof Coffee guy, who's trying to get people to put butter in their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He now sells fat water, which is just fat in water.
And I was telling this to Ron Bennington the other day that I don't think I eat enough. I don't think there's enough butter in my diet.
I don't think there is either. I'll be getting this good organic clarified butter. You can deep fry in that shit.
What?
Yeah, there's no salads, bro. I'll be getting this good as ghee, son. This shit is fire. I've been confit and duck breasts in it.
I just want to get like a giant block of that Irish butter. That shit's good.
I mean, stop being, you just.
Is that basic bitch shit?
You're just being xenophobic now.
No, it's that.
Now you'd be really fat, black, and Irish.
Oh, just, hell yeah. That's a good point. So, Kerrygold is the official sponsor of the Black, Fat, and Irish, Black, Fat, and Irish fucking Instagram account. I'm eating an entire stick of it. Then I'm going to fry another stick and eat that later.
Did you even set up that Instagram page?
No, hopefully someone else did and gives me the password.
So you're waiting for me to do it.
Yo, bro, can you take the care of that for me? Hold on. I'll see if I can do it right now. What else is even in the news, dude? Because the Pope seems to be dominating everything. Oh, I have to give football picks, too, sometime tonight. I went 2-1 last week. That's right. Kiss my ass, Bronx Johnny. Have fun going to Yankees games in fucking November. Oh, wait. You're not going to be able to. Guess why? No fucking baseball season. Right? I just made him look like a fucking idiot.
What a dick.
Right? What a dick for not being here. Too bad he's making out with some dude at Yankee Stadium.
Yo, did you see that?
Hell no, I didn't.
Did you see how fast that fucking pizza rat went viral?
Yeah, pizza rat was huge.
That's a weird thing that went so viral, right?
Not really. I mean, it's a whole slice of pizza. B, it's in New York. C, it's a rat. So you have pizza, subway, and it's in this, D, it's in the subway. So you got pizza, you got rat.
A lot of tags.
Exactly. You got subway. You have fucking,
and people are still searching to find out about Jared. Now they find pizza rat, and they're like, "Oh, that's adorable," and they repost.
Exactly. And then I'm like, and then I'm constantly fucking hashtagging stand with Jared. We stand with Jared.
I don't think you should do that.
Oh, I've been doing it all week on our Twitter account, NHS Radio
Show.
Yeah,
he fucked kids, right?
Wait, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they weren't just calling him out because that bread smells terrible.
I thought that that was planted on his computer.
No.
No, did he admit to it?
Yeah, he pled guilty.
We have to start deleting all of our tweets.
But they weren't like super young kids. So
I went back and edited fucking old tweets and said, I just put hashtag. I mean, I thought about for a second changing the name of the Twitter account to We Stand With Jared and changing the name of the show to that so we get some Subway money. Is he still with Subway?
No. Fired.
Oh, fuck.
They even took down the game where you could put Jared's pants on for him for kids in the Subway Kids Zone.
Oh, boy. I bought WeStandWithJared.com.
And I mean, you should probably sell that to somebody on 8chan. You could probably make that guap.
And the .org.
Which costs extra.
And the .nyc. I spent a lot of money on
why the .nyc? I don't even think Jared's from New York. You should have got pizza at .nyc.
Fuck. Should have.
You're a fucking chump.
Why did I spend all my money and time on Jared?
He's got AIDS.
Oh, just all right. Speaking of fucking Pizza Rat, there was also Squirrel Milkshake Squirrel.
What?
Yeah, here. You haven't seen this?
No,
asshole?
I haven't seen. Why is he stealing Pizza Rat's thunder?
No, this came out the day after.
That's some thunder stealing ass shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's an ad with a little fat kid in it.
Enough of the Jared talk, dude.
Jared only likes the slenderest of children.
Yeah, look, this fucking squirrel stole a goddamn milkshake out of a garbage can.
I mean, I do like squirrels better than rats.
Oh, yeah, they're much more cute. They're much more adorable than a stupid rat filled with disease. I mean, the squirrel it looks like it's filled with happiness.
So wait a second. Basically, okay, we have, by eliminating all the homeless in New York, we've disrupted the ecosystem, and now all these animals that would be eating acorns are now just... They're just blatantly stealing our food the way homeless people would.
Or these animals are actually eating the homeless. Like, they would just overrun a homeless man.
Oh, shit. It's like that movie. Remember that really bad movie with the pack of wolves?
Schindler's List.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Wait,
with all those fucking homeless people. I mean, they looked homeless. I don't know. They didn't have much of a budget for a wardrobe in that movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah, wait, it wasn't Schindler's List. You're right.
Yeah. But
an idiot.
There was a movie back in the 80s where it was like a pack of wolves that were all linked telepathically. And then they started eating people in the city. They were coyotes or something.
What?
Yeah, they fucked shit up. I think Jeff Goldblum was in it, but I'm not sure.
Jurassic Park? Is that what you're talking
about?
No,
that was...
Jurassic World?
No.
What? Did you watch Jurassic World?
That's the new one?
Yeah.
No, I saw Terminator Genesis instead.
How bad was Terminator Genesis?
On a scale from 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
That bad?
It was one of the worst movies I've ever
fucking
seen.
Worse than Snowpiercer?
Oh, yeah. Way worse. Because Snowpiercer didn't destroy something I loved on top of being a bad movie.
You know what? Terminator 3 wasn't that bad. The one with Nick Stahl.
Yeah, we've said this. Yeah, we've both said this on the show. Terminator 3, not bad. I'm not going to shit on that movie.
Have you seen Hackers lately?
No, I'm sure if I watched it now, it would ruin it for me.
We should do some bonus content like next week. What are you doing next weekend?
Fucking being a watching baller. Hackers, eating steak.
Okay, that sounds dope. All right, next weekend we'll fucking watch Hackers, and we'll do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing on it.
And we can do it here, or we can do it at one of our homes.
We'll do it here at the Brooklyn Studios.
Oh,
I think it'll be pretty dope. We'll just
you know your continuity's not lining up because you just a little while ago said that it was a straight shot right to Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah, and here in Brooklyn, exactly.
I know. It only takes, for those of you not in New York
from
City.
From the helicopter, dude. The helicopter.
Don't tell people I have a helicopter. I don't have to ask for a ride.
Well, it's not so much a helicopter. I would call it more of a gyrocopter.
Yeah, well.
You ever seen Mad Max, the second one? And there's that Australian guy who has that fucking weird helicopter? That's what you have.
Yeah.
It's awesome, actually. I wish you would let me fucking ride in it.
No. You're too heavy.
That, you know, you didn't have to say that. You could have made up something and said, like, I don't trust you up there or whatever.
I mean, I don't trust you because you're too heavy and you'll crash it.
Stop saying that, okay?
We can get you one of those things. You see the video of the guy with, like, he had, like, 60 drones tied to a lawn chair.
When's the drone army going to fucking come together, dude?
I mean, I have it on Patreon. It's one of our goals.
What, to build one or to be part of one?
To build one. To build our own drone army.
God, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Finally get all the respect we've deserved throughout our lives.
Would we? I think people are souring on drones at this point.
No.
I think the drone thing is becoming the douche thing. I think, now it's like in the douche level, like right up here is like pharmaceutical CEOs.
Black
right
people.
On, yeah, that's black people. And then it's like white people with drones.
See, what we should do.
I think black people are on the rise.
Everyone loves black people. They're the best. What we should do is start a drone piloting school. Like, we don't need to know shit about piloting drones.
Yeah, because you just type in coordinates.
No, dude, stop it. Let me finish my fucking thought.
I got you.
We just found this school. And we don't know anything about it. And then we fucking hire drone pilots to come teach people. I mean, think of that, the FAA or whatever, just like eased up.
Like Predator drone pilots? Like we get some like shell-shocked?
No, no, no. I mean, we could have that.
Okay.
But we also have like regular, like, because commercial drone pilots, because that's going to be the fucking, the big for it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A drone school actually might be a good idea. That's the best idea I've heard since that guy who was Mile High clubbing, and he bought a Piper plane to let people fuck in the back so they can get around the Mile High Club thing.
Well, this idea is much better than this bullshit Mile High fuck plane.
Yeah, because you're not even a mile high in that shitty little plane.
Yeah, exactly. It's stupid. That's the worst idea I've ever heard. I hate that idea. You know, when I said black people are the best, something popped into my head, and I can't remember what now.
How smart Chinese people are?
Oh, God, they're brilliant. They were able to just build a shadow economy.
It's true, and then people still aren't calling them on it.
It's really weird and frightening if you think about it.
They're just building islands in disputed waters. You know about that, right? They're on their third military base that they're building in disputed waters that they have with Japan. And they're just like, no, we're just building another airstrip here. Go fuck yourself.
Well, luckily Japan is now rebuilding their army, so that's good.
And they've legalized the export of weapons for the first time in 60 years.
Thank God.
I mean...
You mean what?
You got a guy with a name like Shinzo Abe running the show.
It's pretty dope.
You know it's going to get gangster in there.
That's the guy who owns 4chan now.
Shinzo Abe?
Shinzo Abe. Or no, that's Nagasaki Hiroshima, whatever the fuck.
I mean, that's mad radiation. He's probably dumb powerful. Think about how powerful the Hulk is.
Have you seen buses in the city lately?
No. Who the fuck takes a bus?
No, I'm not saying taking a bus. I'm saying if you've seen a bus like roll by you.
I try not to look because I don't want to see the poor people.
Oh, I agree that taking the bus is for fucking losers if you live in New York City.
And like old ladies.
Okay, old people. And they're losers. They get Social Security.
It's true.
We're so great, we're never going to have to worry about a Social Security check.
It's true.
Because it'll run out by the time we reach the age we could be qualified
for. Well, retirement, I mean, that's not that old of a concept, really.
That's a good point. But across all the buses now are just YouTube stars still, again. Like, it's like a really another big push for that Tyler Oakley dude, that little twink kid.
That we were talking about last week.
Oh, my God, I'm repeating myself again. And
the whole Fat Black and Irish thing started.
Oh, shit, my brain.
You were like, hey, Tyler. You remember that? You don't remember doing
that? I don't remember that at all. My brain has finally fallen out of my head. It's
amazing you can still talk.
It really is. I can't manage to remember a goddamn thing.
But you're still upset about that, apparently.
Well, yeah, because...
we didn't talk about buses. We were talking about Digicon or whatever, which is not Digimon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, so we won't talk about it again. But yeah, now they're all... That Tyler Kidd and Indian Broad are just all over buses now.
What about those twinks?
Which twinks?
Were they named? Twin Twinks?
I don't know, man. Oh, no, I have no idea what those kids are. All I know is he's a top dog, Tyler Oakley. We should get him on the show.
So hit him up.
I will hit him up. I'll tweet at him from we support Jared.
Yeah, I think
we stand with Jared.
As a young like gay dude, he's probably trying to avoid that.
I don't know. Maybe he likes like an older daddy.
He's on the come up. Jared's on that downward spiral, dog.
You think?
Yeah.
Like how much time is Jared doing?
I think only 12 years.
It's not bad.
No, no. He's doing 5 years. But he has to pay his 12 victims like $100,000 a piece.
It's not bad.
Yeah, he really got off pretty well.
Yeah, for banging 12, 15-year-olds or something?
Yeah, but he paid them to bang them. So it's not like he seduced them. I think it would have been worse if he had seduced them.
Ah, these were underage prostitutes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good to know.
But then he asked one of the prostitutes to find him like a 10-year-old prostitute.
Oh, that's bad.
But he didn't bang a 10-year-old that we know of.
Who knew? Jared loved fucking underage prostitutes. The guy who sold the sandwiches.
I mean, my main vice is food. So if I didn't have like good food and I had to eat that shitty, bland, not good fucking Subway every day.
It's $5 foot long though.
Yeah, but I might fuck a kid. I mean.
Okay.
I mean, if I had to. Luckily, I have access to delicious food. I mean.
You just said delicious children. So I think we should stop this show tonight.
I don't think there's been enough time. We got other stuff to talk about. There's other stuff in the news.
You keep bringing up children.
No, you keep bringing up children.
You're the one doing it.
You just brought up Tyler. That guy's a child.
Tyler, the creator.
He's a man child.
He is very, he does look like a fucking, how old is that douche? That guy's a real dick. Was that Wolfgang? I don't give a fuck. That's the name of the. Well, if that isn't the name, that should be the name.
He started a clothing company called Golf because he likes the way the letters look next to each other.
Smart. Yeah, he looks dumb. Like, he just has a dumb look on his face most of the time.
You sound very racist right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. You said black people were just under pharmaceutical CEOs.
Yeah, it's being awesome.
I mean, have you read the news at all this week?
Oh, God, yeah. Let's bring that up real quick before we're out of here. The dude that bought the AIDS drug that bumped it up from, like, fucking $1.50 a pill to $7,500, something like that.
$13.50 and, like, $5,000 or $5,500.
Close enough.
You know what I say? It wasn't really an AIDS drug.
What do you mean?
It was an anti-infection drug, and only, like, 10,000 prescriptions a year go out for it. People with AIDS tend to have more infections because they're fucking AIDS-riddled. You know,
well, yeah, they don't have immune systems.
Yeah, so it was an anti-infection drug. It wasn't
I
an
saw
AIDS
Dallas
drug.
Buyers Club.
Yeah, well, it was an AZT, which was killing people. So there's that. At least he's not charging $5,500 for AZT. But yeah, supposedly there's only like 8,000 prescriptions in the whole world for this drug last year.
So do you think this guy was railroaded on unfairly?
Well, he's a douche for a lot of other reasons. Like, he definitely is under investigation for bribing FDA officials to hold up the approval of drugs so he could short stocks on other pharmaceutical
Jesus,
companies.
What a piece of shit.
So he is definitely a piece of shit. But I do think he's been unfairly railroaded on this one topic because the way he, at the same time that they raised the price, he expanded their participation in like Medicaid. So he's going to give away a lot more of it, and he was just going to charge rich people a lot of money for it. That needed it, or they were gonna die. But the guy is a piece of shit. If you're trying to hold up FDA approval of drugs that could save lives so that you can short stocks, you are a huge piece of garbage. But he hasn't been convicted of that. But he probably did it, in my opinion.
Damn, son, this was a crazy ass episode.
That's what happens when Johnny's not here.
I mean, shit went fast. We were going through stuff. I guess I said a couple of racist things.
You said a couple of racist things because Johnny's not here to stab you.
But we're going to do this Hackers show.
We're going to do it? Is Johnny going to come?
I guess if he wants to, we can just sit in the background and watch us watch the movie.
Are we going to do it just strictly for Patreon? Do you have to donate to Patreon to hear that?
Yeah, you're going to have to donate to Patreon. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. That'll be a 2-hour show.
Hackers is 2 hours. There's no way that movie's
2 hours. It's like an hour and a half, hour, 40 minutes. We do a little bit of time at the beginning. We do a little time at the end. We have a couple of drinks in between.
Maybe an intermission. You do an intermission. I'm going to have to piss at some point.
No intermission because we want people to be able to sync it up to their hackers at home.
No, we can create a file where we can take an intermission and you can talk and the movie will be paused. People can just watch us watch the movie.
I don't know, dude. That sounds really complicated.
It's not that complicated.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
All right.
So that's going to come together in hopefully the next 2 weeks because why not? Why not, Patreon subscribers? Patreon.com/High Society Radio. We're going to give you things that you would like because you donate to the show and you're good to us and we love you. It's called bonus content, right?
Yeah. Well, the Brooklyn studio now has a larger monitor that
good.
We can watch stuff on.
Good. Good, because I'm going to just put on weird porn. We should also do hentai porn. We should also do that.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Why not?
Well, like, I mean, I'm an adult man. I don't really watch
so
porn with other people with penises.
What?
Yeah. Like, unless it's live in front of me.
No, but it's like, you know, Asian schoolgirls getting fucked to death by demons with, like, giant demon tentacle cocks. What's wrong with that?
I mean, nothing is wrong with that.
Okay.
Don't get me.
But what's wrong with it? What's wrong with watching it with me?
It's gay. I mean, I feel like somebody has to call something gay because Johnny's not here.
No, dude. It's not gay. It's fucking friendship is what it is.
I mean, friendship.
Look, once you get those
friendship is kind of gay.
Look, dude, once you get those fucking straight teeth in and just the pussy comes just fucking flowing in, you couldn't do anything because that's going to be considered gay. Don't even worry about it. So once you get those teeth fixed, we're going to watch hentai porn together. I'm Chris Feverhicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Hi.
We now must say goodbye.